And it's the boys' turn. Welcome back, everybody. What a great girls' game between Scotland and Schuyler County. The girls on the winning end, Scotland County girls, 45-41. Let's see what happens in the boys' contest. This game brought to you by Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC. Also by Floor Mart, across from Lake Road in Kirksville. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency. Mayberry Farm Sales, north of Memphis. Also, the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, the Schuyler County Times, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric. Also, Community Bank of Memphis, member FDIC, Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square, Girth Funeral Service, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat, and Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrien Ag Solutions, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton, member FDIC, the Scotland County R1 School District, the Farm Shop in Edina, Trump Trucks in Cahoka, and 136 Collision Center in Memphis. It's the boys' turn, Scotland County versus Schuyler County. And with the call of this game, let's send it back to the Scotland County Tiger Gymnasium and Andy Middleton.
Okay, I'm going to assume that you just said it to me. They got the PA going, and I was having trouble hearing you. High school in Memphis, it's the boys' turn. Scotland County Tiger, Schuyler County Ram basketball on KMEM. And Schuyler County just got introduced and then, of course, turned the lights out on me. Let's see if I can get my phone to light up over here. And Schuyler County comes in 7-7. They go with Cale Windy. He's a sophomore. Cooper Amon, a junior. Traven Small, a senior. Ryan Ferris, a junior. And Noah Newland, a senior. Again, the Rams 7-7, coached by Chris Pruitt. Scotland County comes in with a record of 3-9. They go with Jared Cerrone. He's a senior. Corbin Spurgeon, a senior. Hunter Holt, sophomore. Cabe Hamlin, a senior. And Owen Triplett, a junior. The lights come back on. Again, 3-9 of the Tigers. They are coached by Jeremy Austin. Hope you enjoyed the first game of the night. Girls did not disappoint. State ranked both of them, Schuyler County and Scotland County. And the Lady Tigers, if you're just now joining us, were able to pull out the 45-41 win. And Schuyler County, it was tight throughout, but Scotland County started to pull away at the end, and Schuyler County came roaring right back, just kind of ran out of time. So now it's the boys' turn, as it will be Cabe Hamlin to jump center against Ryan Ferris. And I can't remember if these two played each other in the TRC or not. I'll have to go back and look at that. This may be the first time these two teams are playing. In fact, I'm sure they didn't, because Scotland County went to the winner's side. I think Schuyler County opened their tournament with a loss. So chances are this is the first time they're playing each other. Tigers with the basketball in the corner. Hunter Holt, left corner along the baseline. Now Spurgeon with it. He'll bring it between the two circles. 1-2-2 zone defense by the Rams. Kind of a shifting zone. Spurgeon, right wing beyond three between the circles for Triplett. Now Spurgeon gets it in for Cabe Hamlin. Turn around, put it up and in. First two of the ball game for Hamlin. First 2 points, period. As we go to the other end, and Noah Newland, left wing beyond three, between the circles for Small, back to Newland. Now between the circles for Windy. We'll go the other way, Small into the corner for Amon. Amon will bring it back out, get it to Newland. Newland between the circles for Windy, back to Newland on the right wing. Ball fake, top of the key, Small, bounce pass in the paint for Ferris, missed it, and somehow Corbin Spurgeon didn't get called for over the back of Cooper Amon. His put back wouldn't go. And now a whistle and a foul, I think, is going to be called on Scotland County. And no, against Schuyler County. Okay, Trevin Small, his first team's first. So the other way we go with Cabe Hamlin across timeline. Get it to Holt. Now between the circles for Triplett. Triplett will give it off to Spurgeon, right wing. Spurgeon, ball high above his head, looks to the corner. Now between the circles for Cerrone. Cerrone takes the left wing. Now between the circles for Triplett. Triplett back to Cerrone on the left wing. Look at Spurgeon across the paint. Passed up on the skip pass. Now Holt back to Triplett. Three ball bounces off the front of the rim. High for the rebound is Trevin Small. Small will bring it up, pull up right wing beyond three. Now between the circles for Wendy. Into the corner for Newland. Three-pointer up and in. Baseline three for Noah Newland. And Rams have a 3-2 lead. Scotland County the basketball. Spurgeon motors across the timeline. Pulls up left wing beyond three. Spurgeon in the corner. Cerrone, he'll try baseline three. Bullseye! Both teams in the early going, looking good from distance. We traded three-pointers. Now Newland between the circles at the top of the key. Get it for Wendy on the left side. Back to Newland. Newland, ball fake. Back to Wendy. Stands almost in the center circle, guarded by Corbin Spurgeon. And now Newland, right wing beyond three. Top of the key for Small. He'll try a three-pointer. Left it short. And ball saved off of Cerrone. And then he has to save it right back to Ferris, who somehow found Amon coming down the left side of the key. Ferris with a dime. Cooper Amon with the layup. And we're tied at five. Now Steele. Here's Small. And in. And he'll get the and one. And the foul is going to be on Corbin Spurgeon, his first, team's first. And Trevin Small, a chance for three the hard way. He got it. 8-5, Schuyler County by three. Under five to play in the first quarter. Ahead to Hamlin. Now Holt will get called for the charge. Tried to take it to the block and bounced off one of the Rams, and they zing him for the charge. First foul on Hunter. Second team foul, and here come the Rams, leading by three. As Small pulls up left wing beyond three, now Wendy with it. Wendy will take it to the right side of the right baseline to the block. Got hung up there, but found Small on the other side along the baseline. Now Ferris to the free throw line. Bounce pass in the paint for Amon. Put it up and in. Cooper Amon has four. Spurgeon now Triplett. Back to Spurgeon, trying to get across the timeline. They do to Cabe Hamlin, who found Cerrone at the left block. He'll put it up and in. Schuyler by three, 10-7, 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. As Wendy across the timeline, we'll get it for Newland. Right wing beyond three. Ferris between the circles. The other side will give it to Wendy. He'll pop from 10, missed it. Rebound right there for it was Small. Missed the putback, got another rebound, missed it again. And this time Spurgeon comes out of there with it. Spurgeon avoids the trap, and he'll get it to for Owen Triplett. Back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, right wing beyond three, between the circles for Triplett. Triplett for Cerrone on the left side. Into the corner for Holt. Back for Triplett, left wing beyond three. Go the other way for Spurgeon. Into the corner, Cerrone. Back to Spurgeon. Now Triplett top of the key. Back to Spurgeon. He'll try a three-pointer. Missed it. And ball loose on the floor. And they're finally going to call a jump ball. And possession arrow is Schuyler County's. As into the ball game comes Trayton Buckaloo. Cerrone's going to sit down. So Small. And now Wendy. Wendy will jog it across the timeline. And still between the circles. Now for Small, right wing beyond three. Between the circles, Newland whips one to Wendy on the left wing. Thought about the three. Couple dribbles in. Now in the corner, he's going to get it to Amon. And Amon tried to drive the baseline and stepped out of bounds. Connor Smith coming in for Schuyler County. And Newland's going to sit down. Hunter Holt inbound. 1-2-2 full court press by the Rams. Spurgeon now hold with it. Spin dribble. Get it ahead for Trayton Buckaloo. Into the corner. Triple three-pointer on the way. Skips across the rim. Run, long rebound. Ran down by Buckaloo. Now Spurgeon three ball won't go. High for the rebound is Trayvon Small. Small will bring it up for Schuyler County. Pull up left wing. Fires one on the block for Amon. Paul shot pinballs out. Hold with the rebound. Outlet to Spurgeon. Spurgeon motors around Kale Windy. Fires a pass for Cabe Hamlin. Turn around, put it up and in. 4 points for Cabe Hamlin. And it's a one-point Ram lead under two to play. 10-9, Schuyler County with the basketball. As Cale Windy with the top of the key. Now Connor Smith, left side. Get it to Amon from 10. Won't go. And out with the rebound is Cabe Hamlin. Ahead to Hunter Holt. And now triplet long skip pass to Buckaloo on the right side. Spurgeon with the top of the key, fires one to triplet. Lost a handle on it, got it back. And in the corner, Hunter Holt. Holt, one dribble back to Spurgeon. Lob it in for Hamlin. Hamlin from the left block, put it up, missed it. And Ferris out with a rebound. Two on one, fast break ahead to Trayvon Small. Missed the layup, drew the foul. He'll shoot a pair. Or are they saying the foul was on the floor? Can't see how he was. Well, I guess it was on the floor. Okay, they're saying on the floor, Cabe Hamlin with a personal. And into the ballgame came Mason Humphrey for Schuyler County. And immediately has his pass slapped out of bounds by Owen Triplett. Humphrey, a sophomore. He'll inbound it for Windy. Windy dribbles the center circle, now between the circles. Now Humphrey with it. Right wing beyond three into the corner for Windy. Back to Humphrey. Now get it for Small between the circles. Now we'll go Mason Humphrey, left wing beyond three. Into the corner for Small. Three-pointer on the way. Bingo! Trayvon Small has six. Under a minute to play, 13-9. Rams with the lead, Tigers with the basketball. It's Cabe Hamlin across the timeline between the circles in the paint. Tried to force one on the block to Vince Dale, who's in the ball game. And they finally, I think, called a foul against Schuyler County. Noah Newland comes back into the ball game. Or the ball is out of bounds. No indication on the scoreboard, so it was Tiger ball under their own basket, inbounded to Hamlin. Just about fell down. Looks for somebody to pass to. Finally has Trayton Buckaloo. Back to Hamlin. Up top triplet. Three-pointer on the way. Airballed it. But there for the rebound, Trayton Buckaloo. Under 20 to play. Lob it for Hamlin. Kick it out. Hunter Holt. Hunter bobbled it on the right side into the corner for Dale. Now triplet with a right wing beyond three between the circles. Buckaloo. Ball fake. Now he'll put it on the deck. Ball fake again over to triplet. Back to Buckaloo, three-pointer on the way. Banked it home at the buzzer. And after one, it's Schuyler County 13, Scotland County 12. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small-town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Show off your school pride today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri offers school mascot debit cards at their seven convenient locations: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. So when you use that debit card, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri will give back to your favorite school. Free online banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. Free Android and iPhone apps available. Sign up today at ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Scotland County I-1 High School. Scotland County Tigers, Schuyler County Ram basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. Start the second quarter. Schuyler County with the basketball, leading by one is Newland with it between the circles. And now Ferris whipped one, tried to whip one into the corner for Wendy. And ball hit off of, I believe, Trayton Buckaloo, out of bounds. Schuyler County still with it. Newland with it between the two circles. Now Humphrey, right wing beyond three, guarded by Hunter Holt. Between the circles for Wendy, guarding, moving traffic around. And Newland on the right wing. Ball fake, found Ferris at the block, and then he throws it away right into the arms of Trayton Buckaloo. The other end, Hamlin at the block, too far under. Did he get it? He got it. A little scoop up and in for Cabe Hamlin. He's got six. Tigers by one. 14-13. Rams with the basketball. As Mason Humphreys bounced pass in the paint for Ferris, put it up, missed it. And there for the rebound was Vince Dale. Outlet to Triplett. Triplett motors across the timeline. Now his pass almost stolen away by Cale Wendy. Picked up by Triplett. Now Hamlin. Now Buckaloo between the circles. For Triplett, left wing beyond three. Buckaloo between the circles. And Walk got by with it. Hamlin will dump it low for Dale. Goes up strong, but Wendy got a hand on it. I think they're going to call a foul on Cale Wendy. They do. That's his first. Team second. And to the free throw line goes Vince Dale. First free throw up. Missed it. He has another. Second free throw on the way. Missed them both, but Hunter Holt with a rebound. Goes back up strong over Raymond. Got it. Hunter Holt has two. And it's Scotland County by three, 16-13. Cale Wendy across the timeline. Now Humphreys into the corner for Connor Smith. Now Wendy will put up a three-pointer. Got it. Cale Wendy has three, and timeout on the floor. 6:24 to play in the half. We're tied at 16. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
Back at Scotland County, Erwin High School in Memphis. Scotland County Tigers, Schuyler County Rams on the radio, on the computer, actually, as this game is streaming. We're tied at 6:22 to go in the first half. Tigers with the basketball. It's Trayton Buckaloo now, Triplett between the circles. Skip pass into the corner for Vince Dale. And now Trayton Buckaloo top of the key. Hunter Holt, right wing beyond three. For Buckaloo, back to Holt. And into the corner for Dale. And Dale falls down, keeps his dribble, gets back up, has Triplett. Triplett dribble in, now Buckaloo between the circles. Hamlin in the paint from eight. Missed it, fight for the rebound. And Triplett comes up with it, puts it up and in. Owen Triplett with the offensive board and the putback. And it's a two-point Tiger lead, Rams with the basketball. As Humphrey with it. Now Wendy along the baseline for Noah Newland. And Newland's bounce pass to Amon off of Amon's leg. Picked up by Triplett, left block. Scoop up and in. Two buckets in a row for Owen Triplett. And Scotland County by four, 20-16. Wendy ahead to Humphrey. Into the corner for Connor Smith. Now skip pass to Wendy. Humphrey into the corner for Smith. Baseline three. Airballed it. Hunter Holt with a rebound. And Holt will bring it up himself. Stomps to the top of the key. Now Triplett with it. Into the left corner for Vince Dale. Bounce pass Hamlin. Left block. Stolen away from him by Cooper Amon. But it goes out of bounds. So Scotland County keeps the basketball. Heyman comes out, and I believe it was Traven Smith came back in. As Buckaloo with it, trading Buckaloo with it. A triplet back to Buckaloo, left wing beyond three. Skip pass over to Holt, right wing beyond three. Into the corner for Dale. Skip pass to Buckaloo from the free throw line. Banks it home. And that's his second bank of the night, or the half. And I don't think he called bank on either one of them. 5 points for Trayton Buckaloo. As it is Noah Newland, right wing beyond three, into the corner for Wendy. Back to Newland. Between the circles for Small. Now Wendy, right wing beyond three. Noah Newland, top of the key. Back to Wendy. Back to Newland. Dribbles between the circles. 22-16, a six-point Tiger lead, under four to play in the first half. Now Wendy will fake the three, give it up for a three-point try from Connor Smith. Missed it. And Owen Triplett with the basketball. Now Holt will try a three-pointer. Skips across the rim. Long rebound tracked down by Owen Triplett. Triplett to the top of the key. And now Holt for Buckaloo, right wing beyond, or left wing beyond three. And now ball poked away, loose on the floor, still loose on the floor, still loose on the floor. And wrapped up by Ferris, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow belongs to Scotland County. As both coaches applaud the hustle. The Tigers with it. Head to Buckaloo, left wing beyond three. Skip it over to Holt on the right side. Now triplet between the circles. Back to Holt into the corner for Dale. And now triplet between the circles for Buckaloo. Buckaloo, Holt, left wing beyond three. Hunter ball high above his head into the corner for Dale. Along the left baseline. Dale will dribble in, bounce pass block for Hamlin. And got everybody in the air. Some nifty footwork. And put it up and in. 8 points for Cabe Hamlin. And it's 24-16, Scotland County with the lead. Skyler with the basketball. In the paint for Ferris. Too hard on the back iron. And Buckaloo with a rebound. For Dale, back to Buckaloo. Ahead to Triplett for Holt on the left side. Now Triplett between the circles. Back to Holt. Left wing beyond three. Ball fake. Back to Buckaloo. Now Triplett will lob it in for Dale. Touch pass out to Hamlin. 15-footer won't go. Triplett with a rebound. Put it up and in. And I'm going to say, if that doesn't get a timeout called by Schuyler County, I don't know what will. 2:06 to play in the half. Tigers by 10. Back in a moment. This is Cambium Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back, Scotland County R1 High School in Memphis. Scotland County Tigers, Schuyler County Ram basketball on Cambium. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. As the Tigers take a 10-point lead with just over two to play in the first half. Noah Newland with it for Schuyler County at the top of the key. Now Small fires one in for Smith. Back out to Newland. Now Small will try a three ball. Drops it home. Traven Small with 9. 26-19, Scotland County with the lead in the basketball. Triplett lobs it for Hamlin at the block. Hamlin goes up strong. Nope, they're going to say call a foul on push on Ryan Ferris. That's his first, team's third. And Hunter Holt will inbound it. His inbound pass tipped by Ferris. And then he gets a shove from Hunter Holt. I don't think that was an intentional shove. They're going to call Hunter Holt for the personal. Kind of couldn't stop his momentum. So Rams with it. Second foul on Holt. Fourth team foul against Scotland County. Newland with it. Right wing beyond three between the circles for Small. Back to Newland. Over to Traven Small. Three-pointer on the way. Too hard off the back iron. And rebound tracked down by Noah Newland. Smith with it. Good pass to Traven Small at the block. His shot rejected by Cabe Hamlin. The Illinois Cerrone back into the ball game, as is Spurgeon. And now Owen Triplett with a left wing beyond three. Had Holt at the block. Poked away from him. Picked up by Hunter Holt. Now he'll put it on the deck. And poked away. And now they're trying to tie him up. And they're going to call a foul, I think, on Cale Windy. They do. That's his second. As Amon comes back into the ball game, Cale Windy's going to get a breather. 50.1 to play in the first half. Tigers by 7, 26-19 with the basketball. Triplett, now Cerrone on the left wing. Into the corner for Holt. Back to Triplett, left wing, well beyond the three-point arc. Now Spurgeon to the top of the key. Dribbles in, kick it out Cerrone right side. Cerrone in trouble, trying to get him trapped. Now Spurgeon with it, has a lane, takes it to the block, put it up, got it. Corbin Spurgeon's first two of the night. And it's a nine-point Tiger lead. Small across the timeline with the basketball. Across the Newland, right side, into the corner, Ferris, and tried to force one around Hamlin and knocked out of bounds. It stays with Schuyler County at thrown in. 9.5 to play in the first half. Ferris looking, gets it to Small in the backcourt. Small dribble in, finds Cooper Amon, missed the shot, drew the foul. And Cooper Amon should be shooting a pair. And the foul is going to be on, I think, Corbin. Nope. Oh, it's on Hunter Holt. That's his third. And he may have to, well, he's staying in for now anyway. Cooper Amon, free throw up too hard off the back iron. Amon with four first half points. Amon, free throw on the way. Missed them both. Fight for the rebound, and I think Hunter Holt just picked up foul number four. I wondered why Jeremy Austin didn't take him out on that last foul. Wait for the scoreboard. I'm just sure they whistled Hunter Holt up. And that's the end of the first half. Skyler can't get a shot off. And they never put it up on the scoreboard, so I'm not sure if Hunter Holt picked up his fourth or not. But that is the end of the first half. With the score, Scotland County 28, Schuyler County 19. Back with a halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris know farming has never been a 9-to-5 job. They are farmers too, so they know you need a strong work ethic. The Polaris Ranger XP1000 is the perfect side-by-side to have because it's also known to be a workhorse. With a Ranger, you can work, tow, or haul your way through any job on your property. Stop in today and get your machine ordered during the New Year's sales event. They look forward to seeing you at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Hey, how many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Welcome back to Scotland County R1 High School in Memphis. Scotland County Tigers, Schuyler County Ram basketball. On your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. We are at halftime, 28-19. Scotland County on top of the Rams. Schuyler led after one, 13-12, but the Tigers outscored the Rams 16-6 in the second to lead 28-19 at the half. Schuyler County led in scoring by Trayvon Small's 9 first-half points. They got 3 from Kale Windy, 4 from Cooper Amon, and 3 from Noah Newland. Scotland County, Cabe Hamlin is leading the way with 8 first-half points, 6 from Owen Triplett, and 5 from Jared Cerrone, 5 points from Trayton Buckaloo, a bucket apiece from Corbin Spurgeon and Hunter Holt. For Scotland County scoring in the first half. 28-19 at the half. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit mayberryfarms.com.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
Community Bank of Memphis doesn't want you to be a victim of identity theft. Thousands of Americans have their identity stolen every year. It occurs when someone uses personal information like your name, social security number, and debit or credit cards to commit fraud or other crimes. Be sure to report lost or stolen credit cards, checks, and debit cards immediately. Store important papers in one of our safe deposit boxes. Remember, Community Bank of Memphis will never call you to request your account number or access to your computer. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Check out these warm winter specials at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. Just arrived Carhartt stocking caps, 20% off. Socks, underwear, and thermal underwear. Buy one pair at regular price, get the second pair at half price. Get your warm and dry boots, 20% off. And elk and deer skin gloves, they're 20% off. Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the Memphis Square, open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
As your hometown community bank and a proud supporter of this community, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself in offering you the best when it comes to financial products and customer service. That's why when you bank with Exchange Bank, we don't charge you fees for services that you should expect from your community bank. Stop by one of our branches today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, or visit us online at www.ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Scotland County R1 High School in Memphis. We're at halftime of this boys' game. Scotland County leading Schuyler County 28-19. We had a clash of titans in the first game. State-ranked Scotland County Lady Tigers and state-ranked Schuyler County Lady Rams. Lady Rams had only came into the game only losing once to this point, and that was to Scotland County in the Tri-Rivers Classic Championship game. Well, it looked as points were going to be a premium in the first half. Scotland County led 8-7 after one. Schuyler County outscored Scotland County 8-6 in the second, led 15-14 at the half. Things kind of got going in the second half. Third quarter, Scotland County outscored Schuyler 15-11, led 29-26 after three, and outscored Schuyler County 16-15 in the fourth to hang on to win 45-41. Scotland County improves to 12-2. Schuyler County drops to 14-2. Schuyler County led in scoring by Sydney Ashelman's 10. McKinley Ashelman had 11. Kate Hatfield led all scores with 15 points. Scotland County led by Hannah Feeney's 14 and Elena Whitaker with 11. So there you have it. That was the girls' game tonight. We are 28-19 at halftime, and I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Girth Funeral Service in Memphis is proud to have served the families in this area since 1904. For over four generations, families have turned to Girth Funeral Service for support and guidance in the most difficult of times. Our sense of compassion promises a meaningful and comforting farewell that celebrates the life legacy of your loved one, while all the while respecting your family's faith and tradition. At Girth Funeral Service, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes. That's the Girth Funeral Home in Memphis.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small-town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat, for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 High School in Memphis. Scotland County Tigers, Schuyler County Ram basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight as we start the second half. The Rams will have it. It's Kale Windy takes it around the right side of the arc. Kick it over to Trayton Small. Baseline three, missed it. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Hamlin. And he'll get it for Spurgeon. Spurgeon holds up two fingers, and we're underway in the third quarter. 28-19, Scotland County with the lead in the basketball. Hamlin, right wing beyond three, into the corner for Triplett. Triplett lost a handle on it, now loose on the floor, still loose on the floor, and finally he's tied up by Trevin Small. And possession arrow stays with Scotland County. Virginia inbound it. Triplett will walk it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by the Rams. Triplett and now Hamlin right side. Get it to Holt, and he'll lay it up and in. Hunter Holt possibly playing with four fouls. I don't know. But he's got four, and that's how you beat the man-to-man. As Amon in the corner, now top of the key for Windy. Bounce pass Ferris in the paint, lost the handle on it, picked up by Hamlin. 30-19, and he threw it over the head of Corbin Spurgeon. Now that was Cerrone that threw it over the head of Corbin Spurgeon. I think Spurgeon was expecting the pass. So Schuyler County with the ball back on the turnover. Noah Newland between the two circles. Ball fake. Now Small on the left side between the circles for Windy. Newland left right wing beyond three. Top of the key, Small. Small will take it to the paint, put it up, finger roll up and in. 11 points for Traven Small. And it's 30-21, Tigers by 9 with a basketball. Spin dribble by Triplett. Works against Windy. Now Holt, right wing beyond three. Works against Newland. Dribble along the baseline. Shots blocked. Picked up by Small and then almost threw it away. Luckily, Windy's down there to pick it up. I think he's looking for Ferris. Ferris wasn't looking back, but Windy ran it down. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. The foul is on Cabe Hamlin. His second to the free throw line goes Windy. Kale with three, looking for 4 and 5. Free throw up, missed it. Windy, second free throw on the way. He got that one. 4 points for Kale Windy. Tigers by 8 with 6 to play in the third. As Triplett across the timeline finds Spurgeon right wing beyond three, guarded by Ferris, has had Holt streaking to the basket, led him just a little too much, but he managed to save it in bounds, and then got the ball back and has to hit it off of Noah Newland to keep the possession for the Tigers. So Holt inbounded under his own basket, looking. Now Spurgeon fires one in the paint for Triplett, put it up, got it. Owen Triplett with 8. 10-point Tiger lead. Windy across the timeline ahead to Small. Between the circles, Newland. Back to Windy on the right wing, left wing. Along the baseline, Ferris. One dribble. And he'll have to skip it out to Newland for Small. Right wing, 3. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Traven has 14. And it's a 7-point Tiger lead with the basketball. Spurgeon, right wing beyond three between the circles, Cerrone. Now Triplett on the left side. Has Spurgeon along the left baseline. He'll bring it out to left wing. And now free throw line for Hamlin. Give it up, Cerrone between the circles. And now Spurgeon at the top of the key. Now he'll back off. Cerrone on the left side. Cerrone bounce pass Hunter Holt on the right side. Back to Triplett, 3 ball on the way. Missed it, and high for the rebound, Noah Newland. And Newland will bring it up for Schuyler County. Bounce pass, Small, skip pass over to Windy on the left side. Windy will try a 3-pointer. Bullseye! Kale Windy has 7. And I think Jeremy Austin's seen enough. He calls timeout with 4:33 to go in the third. Tigers by 4, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis or call 465-8595. See you soon.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 High School in Memphis. Scotland County Tigers, Schuyler County Ram basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. As we come out of the timeout, Tigers will have it leading by 4, 4:33 to play in the third quarter. Spurgeon will jog it across the timeline. Schuyler County still in man-to-man defense. Hamlin left side. A ball fake. Now Vince Dale back into the ball game. He has it, drives it to the right block, shot, pinballs out, and loose ball taken out of there by Cale Windy. Rams on the move. Windy, ball fake. He shot, faked the pass, and then went up for the shot and missed the shot. Hamlin with a rebound, Triplett with the outlet. Has it poked away by Ferris, picked up by Triplett in the corner. This is Buckaloo, three-pointer along the baseline, won't go. Small out with a rebound, long pass to Windy at the left block, and everybody in the air. And he's fouled by Dale, but could not get the shot to go down. He'll have to settle for a pair of free throws. That's the first on Dale. Second team foul. And Cale Windy was 7, looking for 8 and 9. Windy, free throw up. Missed it. Connor Smith comes back into the ball game. Noah Newland's going to sit down. And Cale Windy, free throw on the way. He missed them both. And Buckaloo with a rebound outlet to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, now Buckaloo. Buckaloo to the top of the key. Buckaloo's going to take it to the house or try to. Shot's blocked by Connor Smith. Out of bounds. Last touch by Buckaloo. Under 4 to play in the third. 4-point Tiger lead. Rams with the basketball. As Small across the timeline. Pass to Amon is tipped. Picked up by Amon. Now Smith with it in the left corner. Get it in for Ferris. Poked away from him. Now ball loose on the floor. And they call a jump ball, even though Triplett kind of had Ferris in a what appeared to be a wrestling hold. But the jump ball is called. Schuyler County with it. Small will get it in the backcourt for Connor Smith. Skip pass into the corner. Small baseline three goes down. Craven Small with 17 points. It's a one-point Tiger lead with a basketball. 0-1 Triplett across the timeline. Triplett takes it all the way to left block. Kick it out to Buckaloo on the baseline. And now Hamlin at the top of the key. Dribble drive in. Missed the shot. Out with the rebound is Small. Head to Windy. 3-on-3. And not a nifty pass by Cale Windy. Had Cooper Amon streaking down the middle of the key and just a little flip to him. And Amon was able to finish. He's got 6 of the Rams. Their first lead since the end of the first quarter. At 33-32, 2:33 to play in the third quarter. I'll be back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
If you have a high school senior, scholarships are available from NEMER and the Foundation for Rural Services. Visit their website at NEMER.net and click on the scholarship link. NEMER's $500 scholarship applications are due by March 31st, so hurry and apply. NEMER Telecom loves to give back to you, their loyal customers. Thank you for allowing NEMER to be your internet service provider.
Welcome back, Scotland County R1. As we come out of the timeout, the Rams' first lead since they led 13-12 at the end of the first quarter. And Traven Small has been on fire in the second half with 17 points, has three threes in the ball game. Tigers with it. Corbin Spurgeon motors across the timeline to the left wing, kicking in the corner for Buckaloo between the circles. Triplett. Triplett, ball fakes, going to go the other way for Spurgeon on the right side. Guarded by Humphrey back in the ball game. And now Buckaloo, almost tied up by Windy, lost a handle on it. His shot blocked by Humphrey. Loose ball picked up by Hamlin, and he'll lay it up and in. Gabe Hamlin with 10 points. And a one-point Tiger lead. Windy with the basketball. Head to Humphrey on the left wing. This is Mason. And not sure who that pass was meant for, but it's split Small and Windy in half. So the Tigers get the ball back on the turnovers. Triplett gets it in for Spurgeon, guarded by Mason Humphrey. Rams still go man-to-man in the corner for Buckaloo. And now Hamlin with it to the free throw line. Up top for Hunter Holt. He'll give it up to Triplett. Triplett, jab step, dribble drive to the block, put it up off glass, missed it too hard. Spurgeon with the rebound, goes back up strong, missed the shot, but he'll shoot a pair. As he is fouled by Mason Humphrey, I believe. Yes, Mason Humphrey's first. Corbin Spurgeon has a bucket on the ball game so far. Free throw up. Got it. 3 points for Corbin Spurgeon. As Noah Newland comes back into the ball game, Cale Wendy's going to get a breather. Tigers by two. Another free throw from Spurgeon forthcoming. Spurgeon, free throw up. Missed it. Humphrey with a rebound. Outlet to Newland. Here come the Rams trailing by two. Newland, give it up, Humphrey. Left wing beyond three. Now Scotland County showing man-to-man. As Humphrey's pass hit off of Hamlin, ran down by Spurgeon. Tigers the other way. Hamlin in the paint, put it up. Missed the shot, drew the foul. And Cabe Hamlin will go to the stripe. Hamlin with 10 points on the ball game so far. A minute 16 to play in the game in the third quarter. Hamlin hits the first. As coming back in, Cale Wendy, Mason Humphrey will sit down. Hamlin 11, looking for 12. Freeze up. Got it. 12 points for Cabe Hamlin, a 4-point Tiger lead. At the other end, nice pass by Noah Newland. Found Amon for the bunny. And he'll get the and one. They'll wait and see who he was fouled by. They're going to call that on Corbin Spurgeon. That's his second. Cooper Amon with eight, looking for nine. Could bring the Rams back to within one. Free throw up. Got it. 9 points for Amon. And Owen Triplett with it. A minute seven to play in the third. A 1-point Tiger lead with the basketball. Triplett will get it to Spurgeon in the right corner between the circles for Buckaloo. Now Triplett left wing beyond three. Back to Buckaloo. Buckaloo, dribble drive in, kick it out. Hamlin, 10-footer on the way. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Cabe Hamlin has 14. Tigers by three, under a minute to play in the third. Wendy ahead to Newland, right wing beyond three. Newland still with a dribble. He'll hand it off to Wendy between the circles. And Wendy will hand it off to Connor Smith. Now Newland on the left side. Newland for Cooper Amon. Cooper Amon, dribble drive in. Spin move, cut off by Hamlin. Back out to Newland between the circles, Wendy. It's like the Rams playing for one here. As Wendy, they're going to, well, he tried to draw the foul, and he did. Wow. He jumped in. He stepped up for the 3-point shot at the top of the key and jumped into Owen Triplett. And they call the foul on Triplett, his first. And that should send Kyle Wendy for three free throws. First one up, got it. Or Cale Wendy. 4 seconds to play in the third. Wendy, free throw up. Got it. Nine for Wendy. Wendy. Third free throw on the way. Left that one short. Ran down the rebound, and at the buzzer, missed the shot. And that's how we end the third quarter with a score. Scotland County 39. Schuyler County 38. I'll be back with the fourth and final in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
Hi, this is Cabe Hamlin, and on behalf of the Scullin County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, Family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scullin County Tigers.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 High School, Scotland County Tigers, Schuyler County Ram basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM, Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. We get set to start the fourth and final quarter. Scotland County with a one-point lead in the basketball, and immediately a reach on Ryan Ferris. His second, just the team's fourth. Or that may just be the third team foul. Spurgeon with it. Dribble drive to the baseline. Knocked out of bounds by Cale Windy. And that is just the third team foul for Schuyler County. Now Spurgeon with it. Get it to Triplett between the circles. Buckaloo, three-pointer on the way. Got it! Braden Buckaloo has eight. And it's back to a four-point Tiger lead. Rams with the basketball. Windy. Dribbles to the left wing, directing traffic. Now pass top of the key for Ferris. Ferris, ball fake, give it up Amon. Amon dribble drive to the block, put it up off glass, got it. Kissed it home. 11 points for Amon. Two-point Tiger lead with the basketball. And Spurgeon with it in the corner. Spurgeon dribble drive inside. The wing, get it to Hamlin, put it up and in from the block, hooping the harm, and Hamlin will head to the stripe for the end one. 16 points for Cabe Hamlin. The foul was on Cooper Amon. Free throw up. Missed it. And rebound by Amon. It's for an outlet as Windy. Tigers by four. Under seven to play in the ball game. Other end is Smith. Skip pass to Newland between the circles. He'll hand off to Windy. Windy, now Newland right wing beyond three. Between the circles for Ferris. Now Windy left wing beyond three. Windy between the circles for Smith. Now Newland on the right side. Guarded by Spurgeon. Dribble drive by Newland along the right baseline. Bounce pass to Windy coming around the corner, put it up and in. Cale Windy with 11. Triplett across the timeline. His team leads by two. Now Buckaloo. Get it for Spurgeon. Spurgeon lost a handle on it. Goes out of bounds, but last touch by Ferris. And it's coming back into the ball game. Traven Small. And Cooper Amon's going to sit down. The Triplett with it. Triplett dribble drive, takes it all the way to the house, put it up and in. A little scoop layup by Triplett. The other end is Newland will put it up, miss the shot. Hamlin with the rebound. He'll give it up for Triplett. 10 for Owen Triplett. The other end is Spurgeon. Spurgeon to the free throw line, inside the paint, out to Buckaloo. One step in, 15-footer up, missed it. Hamlin with a rebound. Goes back up strong. Nope, he's going to be tied up. Nope, he's going to be fouled. Think of the weight. I think Cale Windy, he did. Cale Windy picks up the personal. That should be his third. Fifth team foul on Schuyler County. 5:41 to play. Inbounded to Hamlin. Turn around, put it up. Got it, Cale. Hamlin is on fire. 18 points for Hamlin. Small with it across the timeline, finds Windy right side. Windy backs up into the backcourt. Now he'll take it to the right wing. Wendy still with a dribble. Wendy, top of the key for Ferris. And Ferris just passed it to nobody. I don't know if he was looking for Smith or Newland, but wasn't even close to either one of them. The Tigers with it, leading by 6, 48-42. As Triplett motors across the timeline, now he's going to be fouled by Ryan Ferris. That's 3 on Ferris, 6 team foul. So the next one, and the Tigers shooting free throws the rest of the way. And now, Cooper Amon coming back in the ball game. Connor Smith is going to sit down. Amon tasked with guarding Cabe Hamlin. Hamlin will take it right to the hole, put it up, and got it. Cabe Hamlin with 20 points. An 8-point Tiger lead. Wendy on the right side, into the corner for Ferris. Ferris dribbles to the wing, in the paint, lay it up, off glass, got it. First 2 for Ryan Ferris, and a timeout taken. 4:49 to play in the game. Scotland County 50, Scotland County 44. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to wish you a Happy New Year. To celebrate, take advantage of the New Year's sales event and start your new year off right with an all-new Ranger XP 1000 at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Back at Scotland County R1 High School in Memphis, Scotland County Tigers, Scotland County Ram basketball on KMEM. Tigers with a 6-point lead in the basketball, under 5 to play in the ball game. Buckaloo on the left side. Ball fake to the middle between two circles. Now Hamlin has it poked away from him by Ferris. Hamlin poked away again. Picked up by Ferris. Ahead to Small. Small gets everybody up in the air. Gets the shot. Gets the foul. Cabe Hamlin's third foul. And Traven Small with 17, looking for 18 and 19. Missed the and one. 4-point Tiger lead and just lost the basketball out of bounds. Schuyler County get into their own basket in the backcourt. Small, deep three-pointer on the way. Airballed it. Goes out of bounds back to the Tigers. 4:24 to play. Owen Triplett will motor across the timeline between the legs, dribble. Now Spurgeon with it between the two circles, guarded by Wendy to the left side, back to the free throw line. Spin move, kick it out Small or Buckaloo, and he traveled. Rams get it back, down 4, just over 4 to play. Kale Wendy, bounce pass free throw line for Amon. Amon. One dribble in, kick it up top for Ferris. Ferris taking the free throw line, put it up from there, missed it. Fight for the rebound, and Wendy comes out of there with it, puts it back up and in. Kale Wendy has 13. It's a 2-point Tiger lead with the basketball. As Triplett finds Buckaloo in the left corner for Hunter Holt. Holt, dribble drive in, kick it out for Spurgeon. Spurgeon got Ferris in the air. We'll put it up from 15. Missed the shot. Buckaloo with a rebound. Back out to Spurgeon. Guarded by Ferris. Spurgeon dribbles to the right block. Put up off glass. Missed it. Small had the rebound. It came out hobbled. Fell down. Came out hobbled or limping a little bit. He gives a thumb up. Says, I'm okay. Smith comes back into the ball game. Noah Newland sits down. The ball got knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Scotland County. As Mason Humphrey comes back in. And Ryan Ferris sits down for Schuyler County. Wendy inbounds it for Amon. Hands off to Wendy. Wendy left wing beyond 3. Picks up his dribble. Now Small with it. Small in the backcourt, now between the circles. Back to Windy on the left side for Small. Small bounce pass for Amon. Amon bobbled it. Stolen away by Buckaloo, and now they're going to call. Buckaloo fell down. They call traveling on Buckaloo. And now I think Jeremy Austin wants an explanation why that wasn't possibly a jump ball. Long pass underneath for Small. Got an alley-oop, tried to alley-oop it and missed it and tripled out with a rebound. Under three to play. Triplet guarded by Humphrey. Dribble drive in. Triplet will scoop up layup. He's been hitting that thing all night. 12 points for Owen Triplett, 52-48. Tigers with the lead, Rams with the basketball. Wendy's going to take it to the house, miss the shot. Spurgeon with the rebound. Here come the Tigers. Now Hamlin, Spurgeon left wing, left baseline, take it to the house, put it up and in. 5 points for Corbin Spurgeon, back to a six-point Tiger lead. 2 minutes to play. Traven Small. Across the timeline to the top of the key for Windy on the right side. Windy, one dribble in, bounce pass in the paint for Small. And Small's going to get a fine for parking in the lane. Ball back to the Tigers, under two to play. Triplet ahead to Hunter Holt. Hunter into the corner for Buckaloo. He'll try a three-pointer, missed it. High for the rebound is Triplet, and he's going to be fouled by Mason Humphrey, and that should send Owen Triplett to the free throw line. Ferris comes in. Smith sits down. Also coming back in, Noah Newland, and Small's going to sit down. Owen Triplett, 12 and 13 points. He hits the first. Triplet, free throw up, missed it. There for the rebound is Ferris, outlet to Windy. 7-point Tiger lead, 1:32 to play. Noah Newland, right wing. Newland to the top of the key. Give it up Cooper Amon. Amon drive the right side of the key, missed the shot, drew the foul, and now we're going to find out if Hunter Holt had three or four. He had four. Hunter Holt has fouled out of the ball game. With 4 points. But I'm sure he's played almost the entire second half with four fouls. So back in is Vince Dale, and to the free throw line goes Cooper Amon, 11 looking for 12. Free throw up. Got it. And timeout. Timeout, Schuyler County with 1:23 to play in the ball game. It's Tigers by 6, 55-49. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M-Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M-Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M-Series.
Planning a home improvement project? Always remember that working near electrical wires or equipment can be dangerous. Keep an eye out for and avoid overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. If you need to work near an electrical line, ask your local electric cooperative to disconnect service wires so you can work safely. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Back at Scotland County R1 High School. Scotland County Tigers, Scotland County Ram basketball on KMEM. A minute 23 to play. Tigers by 6. But Cooper Amon at the free throw line. another free throw coming his way. We have Schuyler County again tomorrow night as the Rams host South Shelby at Queen City. Eamon misses the second. Dale out with a rebound. Outlets to Spurgeon. And then Putnam County Green or Marceline right here at Scotland County on Thursday. At the other end, Owen tripled another bucket. He's got 15 points. Now Wendy just inside the three-point arc, missed the shot, and high for the rebounds, Hamlin. And then Friday, we'll have Putnam County of Green City. And then all next week, Putnam County and Schuyler County from the La Plata tournament. As Triplett, with under a minute, his pass tipped, picked up by Spurgeon. 57-49, Tigers trying to salt this one away. And the clock will stop on the foul by Cale Wendy, his fourth. And it will send Spurgeon to the free throw line. But we'll have all four games from La Plata on Monday. We'll have the way the bracket's set up. We'll have all four games Wednesday. As Spurgeon misses the free throw, Wendy comes out of there with it, trailing eight and 30 seconds to play in the ball game, and I think they're going to get Spurgeon with the foul on Wendy, and that's his third. Nope, they called Vince Dale with the foul. That's his second. And to the free throw line goes Cale Wendy. Rams came in 7-7. As Wendy hits the first, he's got 14. Tigers 3-9. Wendy, second free throw on the way, got them both. 15 points for Cale Wendy. Now the Rams will go full court man-to-man as they get it into Spurgeon, pass ahead to Dale, and that's how you break the press. Dale goes up strong, missed the shot, drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Cooper Amon. It's just his second. That'll send Vince Dale to the free throw line looking for his first points of the night. As they let Cooper Amon tie his shoe. Dale, first free throw. On the way. Got it. 58-51, back to a 7-point Tiger lead. Dale. Free throw up. He got them both. 2 points for Vince Dale. 59-51, Tigers by eight. Rams, Cale Wendy will put up a 16-footer, won't go. Hamlin out with a rebound, and that ought to just about do it. Spurgeon, and they're going to still go ahead and foul Spurgeon with 12 seconds to play. And Cale Wendy's going to foul out with 15 points. So Spurgeon with five, looking for 6 and 7, and definitely put this game away. I mean, I think the game's already put away, but a free throw or two here from Spurgeon leaves the first one short. Alligator armed it. Would pretty much in this game. Free throw up. Missed them both. And Cooper Amon out with a rebound. Outlet to Small. Small to the top of the key. Backs it out. Lost a handle on it. Stolen away by Buckaloo, and that's going to do it. That is the end of the ball game. Scotland County picks up their fourth win of the year, knocking off Schuyler County 59-51. I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we love our rural communities. Agriculture is one of our main industries in the tri-states. We can fulfill the financing needs of farmers and ranchers, offering ag loans to those who want to buy or refinance farm or ranch land, purchase farming equipment or livestock, or kickstart their agricultural business. Get the financing you need to help your agribusiness grow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
Welcome back. Scotland County R1 High School in Memphis. As it is a final Scotland County sweep tonight over the Schuyler County Rams. The boys improved to 4-9. They Schuyler County led 13-12 after one. Scotland County outscored the Rams 16-6 in the second to lead 28-19 at the half. Schuyler County outscored Scotland County 19-11 in the third to pull within one, 39-38. But Scotland County in the fourth, outscored Schuyler County 20-13 to win it to win 59-51. Scotland County improves to 4-9. Schuyler County's record drops to 7-8. Rams led in scoring by Trevin Small, 17. Cooper Eamon in double figures with 12. Cale Windy had 15. For the Rams, Ryan Ferris chipped in two. Noah Newland had a three-pointer for Schuyler County. Scotland County, led by Cabe Hamlin, led all scores with 20. Owen Triplett chipped in 13. They get eight from Trayton Buckaloo, four from Hunter Holt, 5 points from Corbin Spurgeon, two from Vince Dale, and six, check that, five from Jared Cerrone. So there you have it. Scotland County girls won tonight as well, improved to 12-2, knocking off state rank, and both girls' teams were state rank, our state rank. Scotland County hands Schuyler County the second loss this season, both of those losses to Scotland County, 45-41. So there you have it. Again, coming up, we still have basketball all week long. Tomorrow night, Dad will be at Queen City, South Shelby, coming to take on these Schuyler County Rams as they try to get back on track. Tomorrow night at Queen City. And that is it for me. I am out of here. For producer Mark Denny, I'm Andy Middleton. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next. I'll see you next week at the La Plata tournament. This is KMEM Sports. Good night.